404 DGS. Have you seen what's going on in the Middle East with the Hajj? I believe that's the way you say it. I apologize if I'm saying it incorrectly. I know this from my Unexplained and Ancient Aliens and things like that. In the religion of Islam, there is this holy place, this temple, looks like just a big square. And in one corner of it is what they believe is a meteorite. It's about the size of a basketball. It's black. And under the Islamic religion, that came down from heaven. And so 1.5 million people, I think it's all men, are in, if you picture like a gigantic stadium, and you start on the outside and you walk in a circle, and every circle you make, you get closer and closer and closer, but it takes a very, very, very long time. And then when you get there, you touch it, you kiss it, you do whatever you can. But it's almost like a mosh pit once you get close to it. People are trying to, you know, push their way over to it and not do another 10 laps. And it's just fascinating. And it's one of the things that you're supposed to do once in your lifetime, at least as a pilgrimage, if you are of the Islamic faith. But it's amazing when you see it.
And the videos of the circling and the movement is just, it's, I don't know why, it's phenomenal to look at.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Just incredible. Let's do the Sweet 16. It is the Sweet 16 of things that we liked from school. The kids are out of school right now, but going back really soon. And it is anything from like grade school through high school, not college, not like dorms and things like that, but stuff that you really liked from school.
Okay.
Wheels, you want to lead it off?
Sure. Recess.
Loved it.
That was the best. You get a little, I don't mean us because we're in a little bit of a, we kind of are recess for what we're doing. But like when I've had regular 9-to-5s, man, if I could just have a little recess, a little 20-minute jaunt to mess around, maybe go play a little hoops or something. Like, do that in the morning, in the afternoon, that breaks it up nice. A
lot of big forward-thinking companies do that. You know, they have basketball courts and
ping
squash
pong tables
courts.
And
exactly. Plus, everyone grows up doing that, and it becomes a part of your DNA, and then one day you're like, nope, no more.
Fun for you.
Mm-hmm. Rach?
How about at the beginning of the year getting new school supplies?
It was pretty cool.
Yeah. I love the smell of all
the new. It was bittersweet, though.
Trapper Keeper.
Like, you knew you had, like, it sucked because that was the last gasp of summer because you had to go buy all your stuff. But it was also pretty cool.
Yeah. I was grateful for Rachel putting that on because I wanted to put it on, but I was like, everyone will call me a nerd.
No, no.
Everyone's going to say I'm a nerd.
Even I liked it.
Yeah.
Let's see. How about, I'm going to go a little existential. When I got into junior high and there were two different cafeteria lines, one with healthy food, one always had burgers and fries and pizza and stuff, and being able to make choices, being able to pick your own classes, being able to take art class if you wanted or shop class if you wanted, just having a little tiny taste of autonomy was pretty cool for me.
Yeah. I got my first taste of that in kindergarten where they asked if you wanted regular or chocolate milk.
And I was like, get me started.
Power.
Andrew.
Who would ever say regular?
Plenty of people did.
Yeah, that's.
But I always got chocolate.
Yeah, that's bananas. The last day of school.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Cleaning off your desk with that green spray stuff.
There's just something, Matt. Like
throwing away the old papers. Mm-hmm.
So many of my like real distinct school memories I'm realizing are like from the last day of school, where it's just like, who cares? The teachers don't even care.
Yeah.
Everyone's just running wild.
Yep.
Wheels.
Man, I hate to be, I don't, maybe this is doubling up, so let me know if it's doubling up, but not, it's not really tied to the choice, but, and it may be kind of recess, but I just loved the, I loved how it was like everybody hanging out for lunch.
Yeah.
Like just the lunch time when you're there with your friends, even people you don't know or kind of like everybody's there and you get your stupid little hot lunch. Mostly I think I brought my lunch most days, but I think that was just cool. It was like a good hangout.
There was a real prison feel to it.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. I didn't have too much of that at my Catholic school, and we had like 20 kids in our whole class.
Oh, man. We had.
You're just sitting there, and it's just like 20 of you. Y'all know each other.
Each class we had about 200 to 220 kids.
Yeah.
So a normal
normal
size.
Normal high school, yeah.
I don't know how people who go to like Parkway and these 800, 1,000 per class. That's college. Rich.
Let's see. How about movie day? Or, you know, damn, you think you're going to have a normal class and then they wheel out the old TV.
There is no magic like it. And now you know it's because your teacher was hungover or had a fight with her husband or something like that. Like, you don't realize until you're older that teachers are human and they don't like you any more than you like them. And if they get a chance to watch Hemo the Magnificent or something like that, they're going
to
do it.
Can I got to throw a shout out to our health teacher, my health teacher in high school, Coach Rod. He was an Olympic gold medalist wrestler. That's what he, you know, that's what he was when he was younger. He was wrestling coach, health teacher, the best guy ever, driver's ed teacher. He would do this every once in a while where he was just going to bring a movie in for health class.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was The Road Warrior. And every 5 minutes or so, he'd just look up at us and go, "Don't do that." And then he'd put his head down and get back into reading his newspaper.
Dude, we had the weirdest health class. First of all, it was taught by a guy. I'm not going to say his name. Everyone from Roxanna knows who I'm talking about. But a very under suspicion guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to be alone with him. And it was very weird and very erotic. And then he would show pictures of STDs.
No.
Like gigantic 8-foot pictures of things. Yeah, that's
ooh.
That's not how and where I learned about sex, because no one learns about sex in sex education. You know, I mean, if you do, there's something going on. But yeah, that was really strange.
I think it's your turn, Dave.
How about, this is going to sound a little weird, but again, put yourself back into this perspective. First crushes.
Yeah.
Sixth grade, seventh grade. Just like, I maintain, I've never been happier or more joyous than in sixth or seventh grade. I've never been sadder than at the same time. I've never been more in love than I was in sixth grade. I've never been more heartbroken, for at least for little Dave. Like, everything was just on the surface, man. I was feeling everything in a super real way. So the crushes were real.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Andrew.
How about the classic field trip?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, good come one. On. A day off and you get to do something fun. I mean,
we went to the zoo 1 year and you took your like grape soda Shasta, which you never drink any other time, in like your lunch bag with a sandwich and a ding dong. And then we went outside the zoo and we ate in the park and we were throwing our stuff away. We're all lined up, just throwing our brown paper lunch sacks away in the trash can. And like News Channel 5 was there for something else. And they taped us and ran it on the news last night saying that South Roxanna students clean up the zoo grounds. I was like, that's right.
Back to wheels.
Substitute teacher days.
Yeah, there you go.
Those are all, you just knew it was a day off, right? You were just going to review whatever you had just done, or, okay, guys, it's going to be quiet reading time, which meant I was going to be drawing dinosaurs or whatever the hell I was into at the moment.
All of
practicing my autograph. I did that a lot in junior high.
All of
really?
Yeah.
All of our favorite things about school are not doing school.
Oh, yeah. The school part's not. Well, I might take that back. There might be one that I liked.
Coach Rod?
Might have one. Yeah, Coach Rod was the best, dude.
Rich.
How about Spirit Week?
Didn't have it, but I can imagine it.
It's fun. I always had a good time.
I'll see your Spirit Week and raise you Field Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
We called ours Armageddon Day in high school. It was the best.
What's Field Day?
What?
It's
like the Olympics for little kids.
Mm-hmm. You three-legged
race
towards the end of the year.
Oh, yeah, it's usually like the day before the last day.
I was never invited to that. I wonder why.
Invited? I thought everybody had to do it.
Like make the team or anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we did that at Alton High.
Yeah, ours in high school was super organized. It was freshman class, sophomore class, junior class, senior class. Some things the younger guys could compete in. Other things you were just going to get beat up by the upperclassmen with, like tug of war. You know, basketball, like the whole deal. It was awesome.
I can feel it in my body right now.
It was so much fun. Everybody who's good at one thing wanted to show off what they were good at. Good times.
Whose turn?
Yours.
I'm going to go with the food. I'm going with the classic little square pizzas from junior high and grade school.
Yummy.
Which are made in St. Louis, and you can still get them here.
Mm-hmm. It might not have been your turn, but that's okay. Okay. I think I had you go twice in a row, but that's okay. Andrew.
The classic. No one said this yet. C and Pals.
Yeah,
C and your buds.
Your friends, yeah.
Did you say that?
Did I?
Yeah, you said like at lunch when everyone was together.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Hanging out.
I'm Tap City. I didn't like school very much.
I mean, we need
1, 2, 3, 4. Should we just start throwing them out?
Sure.
I have getting your first locker.
Yeah,
oh,
good
that's
one.
A great one.
Mm.
Man, lockers were.
I also have study hall, but with a cool teacher who's going to let you talk.
Good.
Study halls were all right. Yeah. I mean, this might be a little too broad, but I think the best thing about school was that you were done at like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You're like, your day is done.
I like it.
I used to go home and watch afternoon baseball and then go to practices and all that stuff. I just the whole being done with everything in the afternoon.
I'd go home, have a snack,
yes.
Watch a little Gilligan's Island.
Watch some cartoons, maybe.
Smoke a little bit.
Y'all are forgetting about homework. You weren't free.
I didn't do my homework right after school,
you
man.
You were still shackled to the oppressive system.
Hey, don't tell me. I high school, we had so much homework. It was brutal.
I have P.E. and drinking sodies.
I was going to throw in, I don't know if it counts as P.E., but like in high school, but team sports.
Hmm.
Like being on the basketball team, being in baseball,
yeah,
going to football
sports.
Stuff. Yeah.
Is it okay if it's up against recess?
Yeah.
Okay. I think Skip would be mad at me for that, but...
Well, Skip in here.
I'll get super mad.
You gotta show up if you want to complain in the DGS. All right, let's get through one round of this. Cool things that we remember from school. Recess versus PE / organized sports.
I'm going to go with the PE sports. I like that better than recess.
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 We need the captain.
Recess is a big one, I think.
Right, sir. Getting your new supplies for school versus substitute teacher days.
Oh, substitute teacher day.
Supplies.
Supplies.
Supplies move on. I did like a paint shirt. making choices, being able to choose what you're going to, you know, just any choices whatsoever in junior high versus spirit week.
Mm. Oh, I'll even go Power. Making choices.
Choices.
Made choices about whether to go to Spirit Week or not. Last day of school versus field day.
Ooh,
similar vibes.
No. Mm,
that could
I gotta
be the
go
final.
Last day.
Last day.
Field day.
Let's send it to the captain.
Yeah, last day I think trumps it.
Right, sir. Lunchtime, being with all your buddies versus what you're eating at lunch, which is the square pizzas.
I'm going to go with the hangout.
I'll say hang.
I didn't have friends, so I'm going to go with square pizzas.
Back to the captain.
Yeah, definitely hanging out, man.
No, look
yeah,
at
man.
You.
Yeah, man, said that like one of the cool kids,
Mr.
man.
Mr. Popular.
Yeah. Captain Roger with all his friends.
I was going to say we had a cool kids table, but we only had one table for our whole class.
Did you have a cool end, probably?
No, I was just like, girls on the one side, boys
yeah,
on the other
side. Yeah, that's what
side.
It was like with my class, too.
Movie day versus you're done at 3 p.m. and the world is your oyster.
Oh,
movie
boy,
day.
I got to go with the every day.
Movie day.
I got to go movies as well.
Yeah. Homework.
When they
Kevin.
Wheeled that thing in.
Mm-hmm.
First crushes versus your first locker.
Oh.
You could put a picture of your crush
over
in your lockers.
Lockers.
Having a little crush.
Isn't that the old line? Mm-hmm. Crushes over lockers?
Yeah, that's what everybody said back then.
Yeah, I think there's a TV show called that. Field trip versus study hall with a cool teacher.
Field trip.
Field trip.
Yeah. There you go. And talk.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Step aside for Cardinal baseball. The coolest things about grade school, junior high, high school. Recess versus buying new supplies.
Recess.
School supplies.
Recess.
It's got to be recess at the end of the day.
You are a nerd, aren't you?
Yeah.
Let's shove him into the locker with all of his new school supplies.
Making your first choices of your life versus the last day of school.
Last day.
Last
school.
Day.
Last day, yeah.
Choices moves on.
There's a choice for you.
They were my first and last choices I ever made. being with your friends at lunchtime versus movie day by surprise.
Ooh.
Movie day.
Surprise.
Movie day.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah. Movie day moves on. First crushes versus field trips.
Field trip.
Remember trying to sidle up next to your crush on a field trip?
Well, that's why it's tough.
Never went well.
Sometimes it's tough.
Crush. I was a pathetic, hopeless romantic.
I'm going to go.
Andrew was simping.
I'm going to go the field trip.
Or nagging. You don't know much about Van Gogh, do you? What are we voting here?
Field trip is my choice.
Yeah, field trip.
Crush.
Oh,
crush.
It's got to go to the captain.
Well, there were more fun field trips than crushes, I think, for me. So,
fair
just keep it real.
Enough. Recess versus last day of school. You want every day or you want last one magic day?
Magic day.
Moves on. Movie day versus field trips.
Field trip.
For all the marbles, field trip versus your last day of school. What was the coolest thing from grade school?
Last day.
I'm going to go field trip.
I'm going field trip as well.
Zap it.
Last day of school.
No more teachers.
Did you just say a dirty word, but you made up a brand new one?
No.
Oh, okay. Sounded like you said syllables
I said that were dirty.
Oh, okay. Not what I heard.